Otis Redding, Respect, from 1965. You're on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio, we have the Unmanned Vehicle Systems with Tony Lopez.
Morning.
And Gulf Coast Tempest with Kevin Ward and Fred Stevenson. Gentlemen, I'm glad to have y'all here. I've been wondering what y'all have been up to on that side of
exactly.
The Advanced Technology Center, and I'm glad we finally get to talk to y'all about it. We have an unmanned vehicle, UAS. There's a lot of acronyms here.
Yes, unmanned vehicle systems program is an associate of science.
Okay, yeah.
62 credits, but it's tied to something that we call the UAS pilot boot camp, which is a two-stage program that allows you to obtain your initial Part 107 certification to become a commercial UAS operator.
And that's one of the great parts that we're offering here in terms of this program is there's both a boot camp to come in and just get your feet wet and get the experience needed, but also there's a full degree as well,
right?
If you want to pursue that deeper.
So once you you choose to go to the UAS pilot boot camp, you have to apply to the college, mm-hmm. enroll in the college into the UVSAS. What that does is we'll provide you with 16 credits with the boot camp that transition into the full two-year degree. Those 16 credits, if you live in the counties from Wakulla County to Escambia, in the coastal counties, that's at no cost to you. Mm-hmm. In addition to what the college has for high school graduates, which is the $1,400 a year for tuition.
Which is, you know, why not come to Gulf Coast? If you're in one of the counties that is the Gulf Coast guarantee is offered for coming out of high school graduates, and also the other scholarship opportunities available as well. This is a great thing to come and, you know, get into an industry that's kind of found its foothold, but still in the early stages of application.
Right. The pilot boot camp, what it does is it's focused on the air side, on unmanned aerial systems. It's two stages. Stage one, like I said, Part 107, commercial operator. Stage two provides you with beyond line of sight training, which so far I haven't seen any other college in the college system in the state of Florida. We're providing that training in conjunction with the Unmanned Safety Institute, with industry certifications that you can gain up to 8 industry certs. What that does is you can show the FAA that you have the training, the skill set in a certain platform that you can request a waiver for beyond line of sight. And that is something that is next level within the UAS industry.
Certainly, the ability to fly your unmanned aerial system beyond what you can see of the actual drone itself, not only expands the usability of the platform, you can go places that you physically can't see, but also makes you a more valuable member of the economy because you can do things that other people legally can't.
Correct. We have some graduates from the program that actually worked with Duke Energy, and it's a unique skill set that a lot of power companies are looking for. We have utility companies, and then into the unmanned vehicle systems, we have the ground vehicles, we got the underwater vehicles. Now you have utility companies that are doing pipeline inspections, looking for the skill set that you can operate, but you can also repair. You know the electronics, you know the components. If you have to reprogram a microcontroller, now you have computer science courses that you take in the program. And what we want you to do is apply to the boot camp, apply to the college, and continue on to the Associate of Science, which will give you not only the operator level, but now you have the knowledge to be able to repair.
Yeah.
That makes you a very, very valuable member of a UAS team or UVS team.
Which is wonderful that it goes just beyond how to use it, but how to fix it, how to keep it working. And certainly in an emergency situation, the ability to do all of that as one person really is crucial in getting the job done and making sure that you're the one that gets the job.
Well, think about it. You work for a power company. You're doing line inspections, and you're in the field. You're in a rural area. You don't have time to take your vehicle back to the shop to be able to work on it. Well, you can do it in the field. You have the knowledge, the skill set. and the tools to be able to do that.
Which is great, and you can get all of this started at the UAS Pilot Bootcamp. And it comes in two stages. Stage one actually starts Monday, October 18th. If I wanted to get enrolled and go to this UAS Pilot Bootcamp, how do I do that?
So you can go to gulfcoast.edu, search for the UVS program, and within that page, you'll see a link or a button that you select it, and it'll provide you to the page to enroll. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And that is, of course, as easy as gulfcoast.edu/UVS. Really incredibly easy. Unmanned Vehicle Systems, UVS. We're actually going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Gulf Coast Tempest and what's going on with them right here on The Mix.